Kent, the Country Morning Show today here at 8:14 this morning. I was telling you a little bit earlier about a huge event that's coming on Saturday to Southern Illinois up at Wren Lake. And we've got Crappie Masters coming into town. And Mike Valentine is with me with Crappie Masters. Man, grab that microphone there. And hey, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Buddy, thank you for being here. You made the TV circuit earlier today.
Yes, yeah.
And you've got the official Crappie Masters shirt on right here. But tell me a little bit about Crappie Masters, because most folks I'm thinking are listening right now, and they may know about Bass Masters, and they may know about some other things, but Crappie Masters, this is the real deal.
Yes, we're a crappie fishing circuit that travels mm-hmm. the United States. We have crappie tournaments from Florida all the way up through Illinois, Missouri, over to Texas.
Yeah.
And we'll be bringing anglers here from probably some 12, 13 different states this weekend to be competing for some cash and prizes.
Buddy, this is exciting. I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks in town in Benton, Whittington, Cesar, all over the place here on Saturday. And what's cool about this, not only are the professionals going to be in town with a big, you got the big fancy boat out there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're also going to be filming a TV show while we're here this week. So had to bring something to get us around.
Well, man, it is, you're getting around in style right there. Tell me about your boat, because I'm a man, and I'm fascinated with big boats with big motors. What kind of setup you got out there?
Yeah, well, that's a Nitro Z20. It's a 225 Mercury horse power motor on it. So I actually just got it a couple of weeks ago. It's in the break-in phase.
The break-in phase. So yeah. Will it do, let me ask you this, and I don't know if you can say this or not, will it do 60?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, no problem.
You know what? 60 on the water is like 120 on the land. Not that I've ever gone 120 on the land, but I mean the wind in your face.
Yeah.
And so you can get to the fish real quick, can't you?
Yeah, I'd probably go about 70 to 72. Uh-huh. There's some of them boats out there, they're 82, 83 mile an hour now.
Good grief. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Well, with Crappie Masters coming into town here, making a stop up at Wren Lake. Before this, you were in Alabama, is that right?
Yeah, last week, yes.
Okay, so Alabama, I mean, you go all over the country mm-hmm. with these tournaments, right?
Yeah, we're on a stretch right now, seven straight weeks, seven different states.
Wow.
Yep.
The cool thing about this is you have professionals that have big sponsorships and things of this sort, but also on this one, you open it up to the local guy around here. If, hey, they want to fish in this, they come on.
Yeah, all of our tournaments are like that. Anybody that mm-hmm. wants to fish them can come out and fish them. 70% of all of our tournaments are won by locals. Last year, this tournament was won by locals. Uh-huh. It's just the way it works. You got the home field advantage. So when these guys come into town, a lot of them never even been here before. Mm-hmm. They got to do their homework versus being a local. You can narrow down real quick to where you want to fish. So
I know a spot because my pawpaw Zimmer back in the day, we spent a lot of time on Wren Lake, and he was the type of guy that he knew the hot spots.
Yeah.
Like he knew how to line up the boat, get me over there by the sailboat marina. There's a little clue. I just want to throw that out there. I've caught some big-time crappie over there at the sailboat marina. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. It might be a spot where you could go. But it's something I love, too, what you do with the kids here on this deal, Mike, because I'm all for anything that can kind of get kids away from the tablet or the Xbox. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we need more time fishing and being outdoors. And so you got something for the kids on Saturday, too.
Yeah, we focus a lot on the youth. When we roll into town, we try to put on a youth event. And this week is the kids casting contest, which is going to take place at Lake Zone Bait and Tackle up in Whittington, which is also where the weigh-in's going to be Saturday. So any kid ages 15 and under can come out. And we just have some, like a line set up that they can follow and participate in some activities and win prizes. So every kid that does come out will leave with a prize that day.
How cool is that?
And that's from they sign up between 8 and 9 in the morning, and the contest is from 9 to 10:30.
So, and that is exit 77 off of 57. Head on over there to Lake Zone Bait and Tackle. And then later on that day, about what time you think the weigh-in will be?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Fishing hours are 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., mm-hmm. and anglers, they have to be in line by 4 p.m., so they'll start flying in there, right at 3 o'clock, and it'll just start happening.
Well, I'm going to put this on our website on my blog, Kent the Country at z100fm.com, but if somebody's listening right now, it's like, hey, I forgot about this, but I'd kind of like to get my fishing buddy and go up here and try this thing out. Like, what do they need to do?
Well, it's real simple. At this stage of the game, they just need to show up Friday night. Registration is at the Wren Lake College in between 5 and 6:30 p.m. So you can get registered to fish the tournament. And then we go over all the rules at 6:30. And then if anybody's got any questions after that, they can just ask us. And then, of course, fishing hours on Saturday, 6:30 to 3 p.m.
Love that. So if you want to fish in this, get up to Wren Lake College there on Friday, Friday evening, and get signed up there after 5 o'clock. They'll be at rules meeting, all that good stuff. And one more thing, Mike, before I get you out of here, my pawpaw, he would make his own lures. And he made his own little jigs. He called them Little Joe. And so one time, and I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but he would have a thing called a slab at the very end of the lure, but he'd also tie a jig up high. So when you kind of, you know, twitch the rod, it looks like something's trying to bite something. And sometimes he catch two fish at the same time. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of, a lot of these guys, they're allowed to fish in the tournament. You're allowed to fish two baits per pole. So you'll see a lot of guys do that. They'll have a, you know, 18 inches apart, you'll have two different baits.
I mean, and the cool thing about this, you can learn some stuff by going up here and talking to these guys at the weigh-in.
We highly encourage public come out to the weigh-in. They'll get in and mingle with the crowd. You ask them questions, they're going to answer you. They're very friendly, very nice people, and they're here from all over the country, and they're not afraid to, you know, share their secrets.
They won't tell you everything, but they'll tell you a lot.
They'll get you in the ballpark.
Mike Valentine with Crappie Masters, appreciate your time this morning, brother, so much.
You bet. Thanks for having us on.
Very welcome. And hey, once again, there'll be more information up at Z100FM.com. It's happening this Saturday up at Wren Lake and Lake Zone Bait and Tackle. We'll have that weigh-in about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 8:20 this morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show. Stick around, because before 9 o'clock, I'll have some Holiday World Splash and Safari tickets to give away.